The rumor in the report this weekend that we might even have an election by the end of the year.
No,
no way.
No, it's unlikely.
It's unlikely.
No, no, it's unlikely.
It's so much.
When will your list be finished?
No, I'm starting this process in August.
You're starting only in August?
Yeah. And it might spill over until whenever December, but the intention is to finalize whatever in August. But,
the demarcation starts coming up this month and next month. It's still 90 days.
Yeah, we might surprise you guys that now elections in November.
Well, is it why you people stop all the meetings and cozy meetings and stuff like that to get out there?
The last time I checked, me and you were friends. Don't start that now. You miss all the meetings, it's fine, you know. Look at three.
You know, all the way to the
Welcome. How about you, Joanne?
Thank you very much, Chair. And I'll hand over to my colleague immediately. I think that's all I'm trying to
say. Okay.
Thank you. that lawyer who is then engaged a correspondent attorney in King Williamstown to file papers on his or her behalf, because the prisoners don't normally be able to afford the cost of having attorneys. An attorney is not allowed to go and file papers outside the province of court. So that's the other area of dislocation of services to people. The currently, the district courts have got jurisdiction up to 100,000. Anything of 101,000 up to unlimited is dealt by the High Court. And we all know that with the standard of living today, an ordinary house, 4,000 for which, that's 250,000. There's no, you can, I think even some of the RDT houses are reaching, they have been improved, they can pick up 80,000 or so. Now, all of this is that unless people have consented to jurisdiction, there's no any other layer in between. You are met a higher head at the district court, or you must go to the High Court. The difference between the two courts are multifaceted. Firstly, access to the High Court, you need to get the counsel, which is very expensive, the routes are very cumbersome, etc. At the Master's Court, you can get access cheaper, and even the cycle time is shorter. High Court cases. High Court walls are overstretched over a long period of time. You can only get a trial date in a space of 18, 20 months between the days you want a trial date, etc. While there is now court, trial date happens in a space of months or so, etc. And then it's shorter. So the more you bring the work down to your court, the more you push the case out with this, the quicker and then happens faster, etc. We had, when we were dealing with this bill, chapter, we went to the High Court in Pretoria, where we found that on average they get per day 70 cases on the RAF on the road. 70 cases on average that are put on the road. Of those 70 cases, 44 of the road, because they are settled out of the court, etc. 30 remains on the road. Those 30 which remains on the road, they must be stretched and be put over the road, etc. That's why you find that today, they are dealing with RAF matters, which happened 2 years ago, etc. You get a date 2 years on the line, etc. That happens even with family members. The JP has instructed the registrar recently that because of the backlog, no divorce or family law matters must be put on the road for 2010. Because we must find time to push all these aspects out of the case. Now, so we're not saying that people need to divorce or people need to work with other regimes, but we say once people need to access things from the court, that should not be delayed because it causes unnecessary tension and hardship on the family. They remain linked for a period of 3 years when they don't stay together. All that affects properties, if something happens between them, different periods, because it's only legal complications. Now, all that we're saying is that once you take those matters from the High Court to the original layer, the case will move faster and it will basically help to normalize a relationship within communities. That was not very clear, but basically what we wanted to do, which you can see, all those many dots, the blue dots, indicate where regional courts are able to sit on a daily basis. Compared to those ones, the High Court, you can count them, those are the High Court. Countrywide, that's where the High Courts are. Now, all people around the area, to get any services, the 100,000 up to whatever amount, they must go to all those few dots which are on the board. If you take this matter to the lower court, all people will then be able to get them all those thoughts that happen countrywide. Now what happens is that we have 13 high courts with 204 judges. Obviously most of them are in the Supreme Court of Appeal and JSC. And it's only with a case of Good Hope and cases and which have got settled and in TV. All these others are only centered at one place. Now, people will have to commit and go and access it in the court. Within the original court, the open largely on rotational basis. children who have regional courts appointed for the public. Now, if you take this area down to a lower cost level, if you make first of all those matters which are beyond amount will be different by the minister, will then be able to be put out at the regional court level. And people can then be instructed it is easier than having those matters be at the high court and all the time. What we have done, we've also thought it would be very prudent to take three steps on the civil adjudication. And the purpose of this is to basically provide motivation for how there's a need to increase, why there's a need to increase the lower cost. Well, that's where justice happens the most in terms of ordinary people. And the high cost is there. Now, if you can look around the cases filed, we've got 1.3 cases filed the alarm in Gauteng, which is 53% of all the civil cases there. Western Cape is 17%, it goes down, Northern Cape is 6%. These percentages, we also put them there because they also link to population and demographics. At the end of the day, they're going to help us with kind of appetite when we implement how we're going to put resources and capacity in terms of areas of need also. So when we create, at the end, when we do the implementation, we'll try to show how we're going to increase capacity at the cost, so that we're then informed by those kind of variables in terms of coming with the actual numbers and capacity for judicial and for administration, etc. Those are the presentations that we shall just basically put in a pie chart. As I said, they are spread throughout the county. Housing remains the hub of the civil adjudication because most of the cases are there. The population, although King said it's overpopulated, but because of the economic activity, most of the cases are civil cases are concentrated in the housing province. We've also thought it's very important to indicate a step for the High Court for two reasons. One, much of the cases which talk to the High Court are going to fall down to the regional courts at some point. Now, if you look at in Pretoria alone, it deals with 48% of the civil cases in this country. While Cape Town is 15%, Durban is 8%, 6%, 3%, 7%. Why you see Pretoria being more higher than one of them? It's because we don't have a clear split. The WLG is still a local division of the TPD. Now, most of the cases can still be lost in Pretoria, even though those people stay outside Pretoria, because there is a very same care of jurisdiction. Only after Johannesburg have been proclaimed as a separate seat of the High Court, will you be able to calculate the workload for Johannesburg. But for now, Johannesburg and Pretoria are still as one, because they fall under TPD. That's why we've seen disparity between the 48% and the 3% for Johannesburg. Most of the matters that are in the 48%, they also have arisen outside the area of Pretoria in Johannesburg. But people have lost those cases in the mainstream of the country. Those are the steps this kind of shows us how we move on in terms of those are the cases around the divorce cases, around divorce and family matters, that by on average, and that is the kind of one, is an example that we've given in terms of central divorce for anyone. That court sits in Gauteng, it sits in Northwest, it sits in the portion of Mpumalanga. It receives 1,122 cases per month. That come from the system, that are registered, etc., of which it only finalized around 200 in time. The 715 cases fall off the roll because they are found out with the precise services. This indicates the value and the effectiveness of mediation outside the litigation process. And I think once we are able to provide this kind of service at the regional level, we also create this kind of open opportunity for most of the country to have a speedy level. Now, it takes Pretoria to get a child day, it takes 15 months. When you look at Cape Town, it takes 13 months for you to get your matter enrolled, not be finalized, to get a date. Those 13, 14 is the date by which you can get a date. By that date, either you get your matter resolved by a prescribed, or you get postponed because then it will then need to be carried, etc. We all in a civil process is protracted. You first get the papers, exchange between the parties, you first get them talking, you first get limiting the issues of the people go to the trial in the session. By the time you come to the trial day, at least a year has ended. Then it's then getting get moving. Now, we give this indication that if it takes you 15 months to get a trial date in Pretoria, and gets you 12 months to get a trial date in Johannesburg, etc., it will mean that your case may have never been finalized within the next 24 months at most. And that will basically increase your case. As I said, if you are 40 cases, if you are 30 cases of the RAF, forced off, because they cannot be resolved through mediation and out of court settlement, it means that they must fall into the truth for the case. It won't happen that by the time your case gets finalized, after 5 years, you might have claimed 200,000 from the RAF. By the time your case gets finalized after 3 years, the inflation, the cost, everything, you have eroded all that you are claiming, etc. And you are asking. That's why in most of the instances, RAF cases, the benefit you get nothing. Because they are consumed by the attorney, because of the time it takes to get a better finalized. Now, if you have the matter within 3 months, 6 months, etc., you are basically within the very same kind of inflation target. People will then be able to find use for that money they have saved at the end of the day. Now, as I said, those are basically the needs for the legislation. We had to basically balance and correct the anomaly of the past. When this bill was discussed, was presented over a long period of time. It first said before the Masters Commission, if I remember, in 2003. That's an introduction. And the Masters Commission, the Masters engaged with the PSF. And through the process, there have been quite a number of concerns and asks that have been raised from the stakeholders. Firstly, from the legal profession, from the attorneys, advocates, they've been long waiting for this bill. Because to them, between the attorneys and advocates, attorneys cannot deal with claims of 150,000 pounds today. They must go and brief an advocate because the matter goes to the High Court. That's what they're saying. The other anomaly is that any appeal of any amount, if somebody claims somebody an amount of 50,000 pounds, one person, one is not getting it. The only appeal that must deal with is the High Court. You find that you spend just to get counsel and get the matter, you spend far more than 50,000 during an appeal. That's why people release the cases there as simple as they are, because it's costly to pursue them. Now, attorneys are cheaper, but they can't deal with more than 100,000. They have to go and get counsel for another body of High Court. The right of audience, which was extended to attorneys 4 years ago, etc., it only extends to certain categories of attorneys. And those are those with LLBs, etc. And in this country, not most of them with LLBs, etc. And firstly, candidate attorneys don't even file papers in the High Court, etc. So this proposal is going to have enormous impact on access to justice. People will be able to protect you to get resolution on all mental debt. Currently, they will not be able to get it. Because most of the matters fall in the cracks. People don't pursue them. Simply because it's very expensive to pursue them. As I said, if I owe you 200,000, firstly, I must go and get an advocate to pay black amount of 80,000. Secondly, that matter will be held after 5 years, after which the 200,000 may have diminished. Thirdly, the person against whom I'm suing, anything may happen in the course of the case, for instance, 4 years, etc. Now, all those are challenges that we can encounter. The civil justice. That's why we say this will be kind of address. Magistrates have said we welcome the bill, but we will challenge it. You are in our court since 1962. It never generated any expertise on civil matters at all. Now you give them civil letters when they never take a civil letter for so many decades. We as magistrates, we have been doing those letters. We'll be greatly appreciated if instead of giving the letter, extend the judicial visit court, whatever amount, keeps the regional court purely for criminal matters. That's what message we're saying initially. But we're saying that's an anomalous situation. Currently, when a judge wants to appoint an acting judge, when a judge president wants an acting judge, they cannot go to the regional court. Because all regional courts cannot do motion cases, civil cases. Of the few magistrates who appointed judges, they were all drawn from the rank of magistrate. Because they've got exposure both in terms of criminal and civil matters. Now, somebody whom this parliament recently has given power to pass life sentences cannot deal with a court, with a civil claim of 200,000. That's the anomaly of the situation.
Hmm.
We must go and get somebody who can only pass up to 12 months imprisonment. Beyond that is regulable. Is the person they just don't prefer to come and act in their high court, to come and pass a life sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Than a person who has been given, who through experience have got those also to give a life sentence. That's an anomaly. Now, this bill will create an anomaly. It will make sure that the people in the prison with experience, the Master Commission appoints magistrates with 7 to 12 years of experience in the regional court. Magistrates are appointed with 3 years of experience to be NC ministers. In fact, the Act does not say with how many years of experience. It doesn't say LLB, just say a fit and proper person. Now, the fit and proper person can be any person who has processed for 1 year and can come and act for 2 to 6 months. And the Master Commission finds, because when you find that it's a small area, your applications are not as congested as in the county. Not many people will appoint for a Master post in Kakama, in the Northern Cape, because of the traveling expenses, family, etc. Now you find that the people you have got very low skills. All you mean that those people, tomorrow they've got an opportunity of becoming judges in the Northern Cape. Ahead of regional magistrates who have been there for many, many years. So this will address those kind of challenges. But why does a limiting factor from ordinary members become abundant now? Because the Act still prescribes LLB as a requirement for any regional magistrate. And at that time it was prescribed because magistrates could only be appointed diploma units. Which and even a civil court in law, which was done as military, which was not very detailed in terms of adjudication. Now, civil magistrate had to deal with criminal. The syllabus was very detailed. It entails an advanced course in criminal law, all the things of sentencing, etc. That's why the requirement was there. The requirement itself won't fall away automatically because currently the entry level of a law degree, LLB already. But you still have in the system, people still have those junior degrees which are obtained in the past. And I think when the method was brought forward, that the requirement must be retained. It was then argued that, but how are we going to address those people who do not have had that exposure and experience in terms of legal practice, etc. While on the one hand, an advocate can only be an advocate once you got LLD, the system, we cannot come to the system and say to become a person who must pass life sentences, you can be less qualified than an advocate. You can have any other qualifications. I think the common LLD for everybody, for judges, for principal magistrates, for lawyers, for advocates, provides a minimum requirement for one to be encouraged in proper presence. That was the basis why the LLB requirement was introduced in the past, because magistrate could be appointed from any qualification lower than a degree. And we say that while magistrates are saying, those who say it must be abolished are those who never went beyond their diploma use. There have been magistrates, there remain magistrates with their diploma use. Now they want to be given the opportunity to advance and pass lessons, go to the regional court ahead of the people who went beyond their degrees and achieved higher degrees. So those are emotional debates that we have argued that, look, it's from personal perspective, it's not from the issue of problem to me as a fellow human. It's how people concern themselves for any change, etc. But we thought that we dealt with. The first point of concern, say, on the magistrate. What happened is that since the divorce court did not have their own structure, enough capacity, each and every of the divorce court was up to 4 standing offices. There's no one with 5 or 10. So how we dealt within the process that they would then appoint magistrates that execute the standing of the regional court. And most of them have been appointed for over 5 years. So they've been getting a higher salary, even though they are magistrates, but they've been appointed execute. So you are Cape Town regional court, magistrate court here in this court. It's not a divorce court. It's a seat of the Southern Divorce Court in Eastern Cape. So the divorce court is in Kimba. So the divorce court in Kimba can sit in different provinces. So one of the areas where the court sits is Cape Town.
Hmm.
There's one seat of the Southern. The person who works here works under the appointment and works under the control and supervision of a magistrate in Cape Town. Not a magistrate in Cape Town. That's how the system is.
Hmm.
Like divorce court here is not linked to here. It's linked to Cape Town because the regional court does not have jurisdiction to do with those issues. Now, people who were more worried were those who thought that this new dispensation, though it corrects anomaly, is going to take over what they've enjoyed in the past place. They've enjoyed everything and haven't said for 4 to 5 years. But we cannot keep the court linked to Eastern to Kimberley because we want to protect the interests of the 4 people who have been executed in Cape Town. We must provide a system that allows Cape Town to have their own magistrate who will then be able to serve the entire of Western Cape. Now, in terms of the implementation, I'll just show how many posts are going to create in Western Cape. All those posts will be managed, budgeted, controlled within Cape Town. Not outside. Mr. Haney will be able to assume oversight of those judicial resources in Cape Town. You could not have a matter when you want to complain here. When your matter has not been held properly. Or when the court has not started at 10, at 9, you obtain a 10. You can't complain the chief matter in Cape Town. This is another story. You can complain, but the person who is the responsible for this court is in Cuba that passed over your complaint. That is the same house property. Now, the third concern is within the regional court matter, which I'm familiar with. Regional matters have never developed sufficient experience of settlement. And we are not going, and civil law, practical civil law, is quite different from theoretical civil law practice that you're studying here. You come here over practice, over a long time, you generate the skills of new civil matters. And in fact, civil law is more complicated than criminal law because it deals with civil liberties. And obviously, it deals with most of the contested areas of the law. You cannot even apply common sense. Some people are saying, in criminal case, you can even apply some logic and common law to move forward in the case. There you must apply the legal principles as they are found. Now, you cannot expect the 77 people to do that overnight. So what we are saying, they will be trained. But what they want, okay, they want to be allowed to establish 6 months training program for them so that they go through those Now we are saying no, you can't deal with criminal matters for 20 years and expect to get a training for 4 months and deal with a civil matter which involves a million rentals. It will not be access to justice. Over time, you will be safe. But in the meantime, at a stopgap, the system will recruit and appoint regional magistrates who will come with the readily available knowledge and expertise on civil matters. Whilst we are signing the 27 over a long period, in the meantime, we are appointing other 53 take over the matters as they move forward. 2 years, 3 years down the line, there will then be a fully integrated program where you don't need any kind of additional people with expertise on civil matters. So we agree with the method, but it's the method of implementing where we are not entirely together. we say, they say, no, we'll spend our studies on Sunday. Because there are two reasons why we are going to China Monday. In terms of criminal cases, the regional courts have a backlog of 34 cases. Currently. The most of backlogs, 7,000 of them are in the regional court. Now, we must not dare even dream of saying the regional court must be in Cape Town from next week will also be criminal matter. Because then you are basically increasing your backlog. So we have to find time to work on the backlog over some time. So all those cases which all those magistrates are doing their hold, they must continue doing their hold. And you are going new magistrates deal with the civil matter at the meantime. And once the roles have stabilized, we'll then find in between time for training, time for education, where they became full of it. And we can manage process. We can develop training programs where we know that during this era there's not quite as much activity in the court. Either because high court and the center are not advocates, many people are being postponed, etc. You can put some programs in between for training, but that needs to be managed from province to province. Or you can come to a portal and say, while the 10 regional masters in Cape Town go for training, we'll appoint a star 10 acting appointment to do the case for. You cannot shut the court and send people for training for 3 months. And for them to undertake to undergo training on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, it also takes on some of the entitlement they have for them to the next to have a very fair, open mind to deal with complex matters, etc. But they want to do this, Chair, because they want to advance quick to the High Court bench. They realize over the past, just have been appointed from the lower rank. Now they build this opportunity that they can be called for appointment in the High Court. Now they say we'll do a quick training so we can start doing the motion of favor. But that's going to cripple the system. We said must be a safe in approach as we move forward, etc. Then the third point is going to judges. Judges are welcoming the changes. In fact, the Chief Justice has been saying that this anomaly should have long been gone. The only area they want to play an active role in its implementation, because one is going to affect the High Court. They are going to lose part of the work, and the areas where the High Court are very passionate. When we conceptualize the whole idea of a family court system for South Africa, most of the judges vote to the then president, Nelson Mandela, to say, look, we are not prepared to give away some of the well-established norms and notions of the law, the High Court, the upper guardian of all children, all methods of casting, whatever must be dealt by the High Court. But those who don't promote access to justice. And they've been wrong, and they've been taken over from the old dispensation, from the Roman Dutch law, foods and all these things, etc. But because from the 18th century, the High Court were the only perceived court. The Magna Court were never seen as part of the judiciary. Now we're saying, if we've got a single judiciary, we've got judicial officers with the same competence, same training, the only different terms of federal jurisdiction, there's nothing that stops you from doing some of the functions to a magistrate or so. So judges are well on board, and as part of the Judicial Training Institute, we think that the whole angle of the training of the regional magistrate must be included as part of that institute. So let me think, become established in August, must develop a program that should target the regional magistrate. Currently, what they do, they want, we can't expect regional magistrate to be sent by regional magistrate, because both of them were never supposed to send to civil matter. So judges and practitioners are come and train. That's what we're saying. And they can only do that through the backend of the institute, etc. Now, the implementation, we've put aside for this financial year 51 million for implementation. Of which 35 million is for the special appointment for magistrates. And then the others is for registrar, and the others is basically to correct some of capacity. Now what we have done of the 53, we have used the statistics that I've shown earlier on, the population and the caseload from the High Court and the lower court, to allocate the post, how we're going to divide it. We say because Gauteng takes the bulk of the work, 53 of the post, 12 of the 53 will be in Gauteng, 9 of the 53 will be in Eastern Cape, 4 will be in Free State, 4 will be in Limpopo, Mpumalanga will get 3, Northern Cape will get 2, not what will get 2, what the cable get 8. These are new codes that will be created out of the 53. In addition to this code will be the codes that are already existing that through the device. So where you see those few numbers, for example, Northern Cape. Northern Cape will get additional 3 codes from the current device called Exciting Office. KZN will get 2 ports from the current device code because we are going to integrate the device code into original code with those structures in the pools, etc. So we assume after we've made our start, then this is a good start for the implementation, and we're going to come with a monitoring and evaluation process. After 12 months, you should tell us where are the areas going to be covered, etc. Similarly, we're establishing for the same port of register. Now, we are going to put a new code called Register of the Regional Code. The reasons are twofold. One, as a business code currently, clerk of the court are not registered, they are clerk of the court, and the requirement that they have is only metric. After they've been appointed, I think Justice College, they are given a 3-week training on the processes of civil justice. And what they train them, don't train them wrong. They tell them that once you receive a claim, civil claim, make sure that it stems. Make sure that the revenue stems. Make sure that the IDs are filled. And put a stamp and set and send it. That's what they're saying. I have attended this contract before I was a magistrate. And it does not change because they still use the very same guy. Right? Now, you take magistrate, you take clerk of the court there in the other state. Before judgment, I'm not given by magistrate. In fact, the act, the way so is so an anomaly. A magistrate cannot give a default judgment. Only a clerk of the court. The act says a clerk of the court can give a default judgment. A default judgment is any judgment that you must give the absolute anomaly. Now, if I claim $500 against the chairperson and the chairperson appear in court and after 50 days, the chairperson goes there and got a default judgment, it's not given by a magistrate. Given by a clerk who doesn't know the law. Mm. The clerk will just change the step and what the step you arrive. That's part of the board judgment that gives you a sharing to get execution. Mm. The sharing comes to a house. For you to change the board judgment, you must get a lawyer and go and get apply for a decision of judgment.
Mm.
And you must do that within 30 days. So if all the things fall off, it falls off. The chapter case in order to take a good example of what happened, the house that he sold, simply because of the board judgment, some would not apply the effect to the men. Somebody who applied the proceeding that was in the court. Now, in the regional court, we are going to have cases between 100,000 to plus minus 800,000, which will cover 90% of all the houses that we stay in. Now, all we say, if you send the case of the matter to the top of the court, we say that they can still contribute to court judgment. Let people lose their house without basically them appreciate and understanding fully the implication of the legal. Now, we'll introduce 43 new posts for example. Who will be legally qualified? And who will be taken to a court after they have got the legal qualification to hold their skills? That is called does not benefit people. It holds your skills for the practicality, but you've got the basis of the legal training from the school. That's where then you can come and report all the stems and that go to no level. So the 43 will then be put in those regional courts. But the DGF also agreed that over some time we also need to improve the class of the court, gradually. We need to get somebody there who understands the system, whatever. And it's not something we can achieve overnight. Because half the 60% of the civil cases are finalized at the door of the class of the court.
Mm.
They don't reach the magistrate. 60%. Now that's the area which you must understand and make sure that it's very complicated in terms of approach. Now, as a start, this we see as a start of phasing in the registrar in the system. Based on the regional court over a long period of time, you'll then go down to the lower court, etc. So you can at least get paralegals or get whoever, who somebody who has done some studies on law to come and deal with civil matters, some of which can be very complicated, etc. So that's the reason why we are including the regional court registrar at the regional court level. Because we don't want to take the risk of making sure that people are going to to be disadvantaged by the lack of capacity. We've put aside 5 million, which would then take into account the training. But this is the training of the people in the system, not the training of the original magistrate currently in those parameters. Their training will be covered as part of the budget of the judicial institution. We are very humbled to hear that the committee has approved that day. We'll put aside the initial budget to start the process. We see by August, September, we can log on the college, the institute, then we can start finding a venue, we can start developing, they can start the content, they can start, we see this as the first program that they must go there. We just say they want to be involved. So the first program, they must basically help capacity, they are not much better, they become junior officers. I've talked about the integration of the regional courses. Wherever they are, they then be subsumed into regional contribution. So we've got a similar education system for several cases, as we have in the criminal cases. So this is an incremental approach, and I think the young should emphasize this level. There are other areas which will be brought in as we move on. Before that, we'll take a different approach. Firstly, the minister will consult and find out what the amount of cost of action that can be dealt with the regional court. It can be something between 101,000 to 600,000, or it can be something, or we can also increase the mandate cost to 150 and create 150 to 750 for regional court, then leave 750 to the high court. It's something that we'll basically engage and discuss with the guidance of this committee and the role player. One the day to deal with the policy realignment and one to the policy. That's how the things change. I thought that I covered up that you may have raised today, and I don't know if you want it, but it's there to come from the next day.
Oh. Wow. Thank you very much, Mr. Kosan. This is very, very, very clear, you know. It even opens our eyes to some of the anomalies that I'm not even aware of. I remember of one case of that went to the road accident fund that you referred to. It happened somewhere in 1992. It was only finalized last year in November. So this person, he was supposed to get 30,000, but last year he gets it. What a pity. What a pity. Yeah, colleagues, there we are. You know, this thing was clarified even further, you know. Thanks to the person and the Dilanga for really clarifying this thing, and we really appreciate all the efforts. Let me not waste time and ask colleagues to ask questions. Honorable Leroux, Honorable Magnussen, Honorable Kutai.
Thank you, Chair. Thanks for the briefing. I can now see why you didn't want to move into Tana's territory. Very complicated. I must say that I think this is exactly the right route to go, and I think the sooner we pass this, the better. I have no problems. I think it's fine. I think we have a problem with the expertise of people, but that we have in medicine, we have it in engineering, we have that all over. I think that is a major problem, to have enough people to do what you want us to do. But I think it's fine, and so I'm concerned.
As a carry society.
Yes, again.
Thank you, Chairperson. I also thank the department for the thorough detailed explanation that they have made both yesterday and today. My question for clarity, there is an emphasis on regional court magistrates not having been exposed to civil matter. My understanding has always been that some, if not most of the magistrates in the regional court were drawn from district court and therefore had been exposed to civil matter. What I want to know now is an estimated percentage of magistrates that are in the regional court that have indeed been exposed to civil matters, they having been drawn from the district magistrate court, or have they disappeared through attrition, those that were drawn from the district court. Secondly, there is this issue of magistrates wanting a shortcut in terms of training. Do they themselves consciously not appreciate the fact that they should be thoroughly trained in order to be competent in for that aspiration that they have to go to the High Court bench? Don't they appreciate the fact that they indeed should get the benefit and the advantage of going through an extensive training?
Thank you, Madam General. Honorable Minister.
Well, I've been looking at the fact that I must disappear, but I can see that if I do so, I'm going to get a detriment of the
government.
Now, I'm holding on the board to ensure that the new parties will come so that they can change the balance of forces.
Well, Chair, I want to reiterate also myself, add my voice to those that say that the presentation assists a great deal in as far as looking at the implementation, because that's where the devil is that implementation. Clearly, I think we are looking at that. But this must be done with a clear plan. Now, I think you've tried to make some estimated cost. Initial estimated cost. I think you've done a very too. It would be nicer, Brother Kota, that you are able to say to this committee of this esteemed honorable member, how much the overall thing is going to cost. Important because this money is passed by this committee. You know, the executive, as you know, that it can't do anything without Parliament passing the money. But you find that sometimes Parliament complains, Mr. Leru, even about the pension. But it's there what is passed to the money. We passed the massive but complain. It's an anomaly. It's an anomaly. Which I think has to be corrected. Now, I'm saying that's one aspect of the issue of the overall cost. The second one is on the issue of saying that you are still developing permutations in your mind, as an organization. In as far as the level where this business is the home value, but like the monetary value. Is that going to be in regulation as subordinate legislation? Or is that going to be a discussion and so on, which is not binding? But to me, I think the regulation is the most important thing, because this is just binding to everyone, all kinds of matters.
the other issue you have raised, which I think was quite fascinating, at the start of the presentation, when you talked about various calls, starting from the oldest call of humankind, which are indigenous or traditional calls, what are the oldest? The new ones of Roman Dutch law and so on, particularly in the country. That those, you are saying that as you go along, you'll be looking at the monetary value, on which they must pass judgment, when you deal with the law, that deals with them. I think you've seen that we have made an amendment, Mr. Sofana, on this judicial, that the traditional leaders was there, so that they are able to be a part of the system, you know, they are educated. Because if you go to Botswana, 80% of them are being educated. And I think South Africa wants to think about it. There is a lot of them. Which to me, I think they play an important role in relation to that. Now, you have talked about this, the clerk of court, the clerk of court, the one that takes decisions about the whole judgment. Is there any intention of trying to correct the situation as of now? Well, I must tell you, South Africans, I think they are highly illiterate when it comes to their rights, particularly when it is matter. They are just exploited by these false judgments or so on. Not to tell me. Is there any way of trying to collect to ensure that people are not taken advantage of as an organization that is trying to access justice in that respect, other than reclaiming them?
Thanks, Morena. I was worried that immediately you leave, there might be a coup in the field.
Definitely.
Honorable West.
Thanks,
Chief.
Yeah, my question is just on slide 16. Magistrates raise LLB requirements to the limiting and support career mobility. As some of us who are senior on the Magistrates Commission, just not with IA, they are worried that the LLB requirement is going to be done away with totally. So what is going to be the entry level for these new 54 magistrates to be jurors or no degree whatsoever? That's what I have heard.
Any question, Jeff? Okay. I'm trying to get a reason. Why these judges want to clinging like glue to these cases that deals with the family, whatever. What is the interest for them in those cases? Separation, divorce, but a new term yesterday by Joanne. You know. I wonder why colleagues are not saying it today. You know. The bed and what, John? The bed and board. Yeah. Why are they thinking like close to that thing, man? Is there any specific interest for them, or they find it easy to deal with so people are separating? Now, I know Sega is raising an issue here about this. What led that we are going to be just a new regional court registrar? Who will be legally qualified because as a layman, I'm hearing for the first time that these default judgments are given by blacks, some of the religious thought matrix, and the abuse when it comes to these maintenance cases, for example, it's worse there. It's worse. I'm shocked to hear that, you know, I wasn't aware, you know. I think I must go back to school to try and practice law. No, but I got training from my bush lawyer. He'll take me to some sub-lessons. Yeah, we asked a question yesterday about the intention is good, but the what we call unintended consequences. By now allowing regional courts to deal with this other kind of cases, civil cases, that are not going to burden it with the backlog that is there already. Joanne responded to it, that would be glad to hear your voice on this one. Well, the intention is good, and as also Honorable Leru said, this is long overdue. It's long overdue. We really appreciate this bill. You know. If we had our way, we'll just pass it in 2 days. But that's just the normal process. Now, there's one thing I want to understand to you, Johan and Ray Cosby. Are you saying people who are dealing with, you gave an example of people who are dealing with a divorce cases here in Cape Town, but falling under someone far away from this province. How did this happen? I can't understand this. But only now, if this becomes an act, regional courts here will have jurisdiction over those people who are dealing with divorce cases. Now. Only now. I can't understand how did that happen and what are the motives. I'm failing to understand this. Now, I remember Dr. Fanyet asked this question yesterday. I was saying, if Honorable Sikaira, as a Bush lawyer, he can instruct someone, his junior, somewhere in Kimberley to attend to a case, but still claim as if he was the one attending to the case. And there will be no need for him to travel all the way to Kimberley. This can now happen while he's here. I want you to get clarified, because I'm trying to get exactly what does this imply. I think those will be the questions for now. Let me allow you to respond to this question.
I think
they want some. Now, for you to be appointed, you must prove that you must prove the number of cases of system success current. And the rule of I won't be surprised most of the people of the corruption so they have lost their jobs. Must say, because they've got very good reputation for criminals. That's what makes them. Now, we face the root cause. Those who those who have applied to come to Ramana, they've done them for 2 days. Those who remain passionate about law in the process of time have chosen to remain. Not even good as Ramana, because they saw it as limited. Though their money is more than they have. But the one get their passion. You'll get money, but not be able to do it later. So there are many masters who have not applied the original course, because we will only focus on one area of their life. So those who have applied, even those are from the district, are those who were drawn from the district from the prosecution. So are those who are strong in criminal cases. Now, we did an analysis. We did an audit of the current scenario of the people who with expenses. And I'm not trying to get on my images. In Mpumalanga, the average experience level of the current government in civil law is 1 year.
Oh,
yeah. The court president was only exposed to civil matters for 1 year in her 10-year career. Since he left the court, he never dealt civil matters. And that 1 year, we even tried to ask them how many people they dealt with. It was very difficult. Some of them just dealt with applications, two main sentences. In Johannesburg, okay, it's better between, it's up to 8 years in Johannesburg. But because the numbers are great, you'll find that there are those with 2 years, 1 year, and then the most are the ones who have been for quite some time. So, we do not want to suggest an approach to say those with experience, let them have the cases, etc. I think the approach of the president especially gets people who the advent will read. They are looking for three rental money with three practical civil experience. And it's better than any matter with civil law experience will be able to deal with criminal matters. But anyone with criminal matters may not deal with civil law. So it's better to emphasize on civil. Then you'll get your criminal process out at the end of it than focus on civil. And then the NPF have complained that they lose their money, their people to your magistrate. Because historically, it has been the promotional progression. You first become a chairman of the court, prosecutor, magistrate, regional magistrate. So this new environment is basically putting new dynamism in terms of the critique of people. So the steps we have there, and I can share them with the committee, what we have done in terms of the level of experience. What we're going to do is not basically regulation. There are two areas which we think there will be dealt with in terms of notice, public notice. One is the area of setting the amount. When the amount changes from time to time, you know the special court says the black act is there. It's only things are very quiet now. Any one person can challenge any man in the court today. It won't stand. Because in the black act, it's an act of 1929. You can define a maximum of 10 rents for two small stocks. And that is in the act, it's not the notice of regulation. And that act has not been amended today. Now, I mean, if you go to the court, you'll find 10 rents. Now, the specialist has been saying, no, the 10 rents was right at the time of 1929. And they're right. And government, which has not increased the 10 rents. Now, for you to increase the 10 rents, you must promote a bill, go through the process, and go and publish and public participation, all those other things. You just increase 10 rents to 100 rents. Now, that's why they still do matters and find 100 rents, whatever it is. Because the British 10 rents were so important amount. I mean, today, they can cost 4,000. So, we thought that the determination of the amount can be done by a notice. Similarly with the designation of the court. That's like the equality court. So, once the training has taken place, whatever, this court is ready. And they've dealt with backlog, it's ready to take civil matters. The minister can extend that court and designate for civil matters, not having to come through the legislative process. But what basically will be, obviously, notices are always published in consultation process. The minister will first obtain through the 21, use them in confidential, then pass notices to give them that extent. So those are two areas that we thought they have been judged by Moses. There are no revelations that are still created for this being as yet. They are the text of the court. It will take a complete overhaul. It was one thing which was raised for many, many years, and there have been debate around it. One debate was say, take away the default judgment from the capital court, give you a magistrate. So once you are raised, you can bring back the capital of the court itself. But the capacity of the court that you have will not deal with that. It will start to state the demand, will come to a standstill. The second is you cannot get rid overnight of the 6,000 of the court in civil matters before the court is there. And you cannot, those type of the courts are between grades in terms of the grade, public service. They are ending up in 6,000. They are between grades 5 and 7. And to get a legally qualified person as a legal admin officer, this person must be paid a minimum salary of 289,000. Now, just imagine replacing 6,000 people overnight with legally qualified people. It's going to be a mindset. In terms of the budget, but also in terms of the people who have been there with the other one. Not all of the 6,000 are being paid. Now, how one can do it in approach? One, to go to Pretoria. Not replace all 43 people of them overnight, but appoint two legally qualified people to oversee them. So what you do, you say, some of the court is legally qualified, and there are two in Pretoria. All the other 42, you appoint them as acting clerks of the court, as something like acting whatever, or deputy clerks of the court. So that they then work under the supervision. They can still do the paperwork, but there's somebody with a legal brain and legal mind and who sign off on what they do. Over some time, those numbers will diminish. Then we'll get 43. In the 5 years, then we'll get 43 people that can be legally qualified, etc. But for now, I think if you look at 737 courts, you can look at assumption 3 per court and look on that basis. But because the original courts are the best startup position, okay, the legal qualified people that you move ahead. The unintended consequences, yes, we anticipated that. That is the reason why we said this bill must have its own capacity. Because we don't want the current fiscal court to be diverted from their current background and focus on civil matters. We don't even understand the law. I mean, if somebody is concentrating for two months, we'll take 12 months to get one simple matter out of the system. Person still learning, etc. In fact, one of the reasons why people give reserve judgment. Some of the matters are still going to learn how to give judgment. Now, we don't want the system of reserve judgment to come to a lower cost. We're going to perfect the system. Get people to understand the system, then hear the matters and decide, and move forward. So it's going to increase the case load. All we say those over a long period, once the backlog has stabilized, once capacity has been increased in the normal regional court, we can gradually increase the other people who are there, etc. But don't come down and say every regional matter can deal with any matter, because we are going to lose focus on some matters, etc. That's the approach we are taking. And we are taking the current 53. Come on the issue of the budget from the honorable reserve. The 51 million was put for the MTS budget. I think we've got over 3 years, 181 million in the next 3 years. And that's what will take us to can completely improve the system. But we're doing step by step. Of the 189, we are biting a big chunk this year with the 53. Because the other thing which linked to that is that it is our infrastructure. You cannot appoint 100 masters, this is not a public position. So we'll have to wait so that the court also becoming upgraded, offices, whatever, and increase the number and the temperature. But one of the most important things is that we also build within the judicial system the whole AGR process to make sure that we move away from the litigious approach in terms of resolving cases, many matters are not supposed to be in the court chain. It can be done separately. When courts come here, let's say they've got 1.2 million cases, of which 700 people were withdrawn.
Yeah.
The cases which were withdrawn, they were not resolved. They were removed from the road for various reasons. One of them is that they had a wrong one. They could be dealt with through the system, just ADRSS. Now, all this must be looked collective in terms of the social justice system. That will improve the capacity of the The judges, in terms of the motivation, I think the reality is that many judges are passionate in family law. In fact, all the jurisprudence, cases on divorce, etc., are from the high court. They are very passionate about it. And obviously, they judge in 1923. Judge Hoofster went to New Zealand to study a new dispensation for family court. When he came back, he recommended that we must establish a family court system which should be held by a judge, because that's what they found there, where judges are. So they've got a sentimental attachment to family law because they basically develop jurisprudence and they spend more time on it. But that understanding undermines, we're not saying that everything must be done by a judge, undermines the whole element of action. There are things that must be done at different levels. That's what I say to them, that you don't tell your way. But I think we'll just have to put clear that there are many things that can be dealt with, even the maintenance, even the whole issue of access to children. I mean, access to children. Once court have given judgment that a non-binary father must have access to a child, it will give effect. Now, if somebody comes and challenges that I've not been given access to a child, but I'm paying maintenance, why am I going to expect that to go to high court? That's jurisprudence. So a magistrate will read what the law says, what the high court says, and implemented a lower court. So I think it's just a change in the mindset which has been there. And over time, I think they are getting improved or so. So I don't know about the effective lawyer, yes. When I sue from Cape Town, firstly, the track of the divorce court is in the seat of the court. So the track of the Southern divorce court is in So any cannot receive documents here. Let's not receive documents on behalf of the register of the High Court. But the personal name position in terms of the type of cases is the register and the fee. So papers must be filed. So if you file, we file only at the seat of the court. So if you file a divorce form, especially in Bloemfontein, there's no satellite. Bloemfontein. If there's a family member, there's no support, there's no register. So the attorney in Bloemfontein will process documentation and summonses for them to be served on the track of the call in Kim Liam Town. Now, in terms of a civil procedure, papers are filed, they're not posted, either by email or text. They are filed, the track of the call must receive and put a stamp, there must be a revenue stamp. And they can only be filed by an attorney or a candidate attorney. Now, an attorney, the Bush attorney in the city, cannot drive for the purpose of going and file papers. So what they do, they then call, they then look at the contract director and look what the attorney is left in the court in Kingdom Town. Then we go to Mdaeto, a popular town, then we manage to go to Mdaeto. The head must take those, we're going to receive them and go and fire them and get the seats and send them. Now, me, the client, I must first pay me. I don't know the head. I know the one I met in Kimba. Then he says, look, we have to get somebody to do the work for us. So we must pay for this person. So in my video course, I'll also indicate to you how much I paid him. You must charge me. So the head charges my attorney. Then my attorney charges me. So you pay two attorneys for the service of one, for sending me a document. You pay your attorney, you must get somebody to do it for him, and you pay the double, etc. So that's how the system is. Now, if you get somebody within the area, the proximity, you only pay this attorney. This attorney will send his candidate attorney to go and pull there. And you can remember any transport, whatever is built, So you will pay the transport from your from the office to the court. Not the transport from Kimberley to the other areas. That's how the system basically frustrates the end user at the end of the day.
Mm.
John, I don't know if that thing said in this
Thank you very much, Chief. Regarding Mr. Burke's question, until we change the law, which will have to come to this house as well, OLB will still be a requirement at any point of the election court. So, yes, it's 53, but they will have to have that ultimately. In that regard, I can just elaborate a little bit on what my colleague has mentioned, Chief. The argument also with regard to OLB is some magistrates point out they see it as an anomaly that the Constitution, when it comes to the appointment of judges, says that any appropriately qualified woman or man who is a fit and proper person may be appointed. And it's ironical then that when it comes to magistrates, which is really the lowest tier court, you have the beneficial requirements that you must be included. So, but that is a debate that is ongoing, and you will at some stage take with regard to whatever remedies to be achieved there. Chair, and you were asked the question about how the situation came about throughout the court. Now, I relied on Kostana to answer that. He's a little bit older than I am. The 1929 Act was a bit before my time, but a very senior colleague is now interested. Maybe he can explain. That is just the way that Act structured the divorce court. It just made provision for the establishment of divisions by the president, and whenever the president established the division of the divorce court, then you also have to determine the area of jurisdiction of that division. And it just so happened that up to now three divisions have been established, and the area of jurisdiction was drawn in that manner that you have the situation where the guy calling the shots is in Port Elizabeth and the person being the working captain. But it is about to change.
Shall I just say?
Yes,
okay.
Not immediately, but it will definitely be better than what we're talking about. Let me add one dimension to it. And I think this bill was this legislation was passed to make different political situations. Firstly, the divorce courts were only for blacks. So those three were only in respect of black people staying in those areas. So, because at that time, 1929, black people could not get access to it. There was a different court system for them. They had their own commissioner court, which were presided over by a commissioner, and they had their own appeal court for commissioner court, and they had a divorce court. So the divorce court was part of the dispensation for African people at that time. In 1997, this parliament changed the black divorce court to become a divorce court. So it removed black. But this candidate has made the fabric. So that for the first time, non-Africans had the right to use. So they only became, non-Africans only used those courts in 1997. Before 1986, they were only limited to Africa. So that's the historical evolution of the world.
Mr. Ruthman, welcome. Yeah, for your quarter.
I must say, I wasn't born in
1990. That's good. Mr. Ruthman, don't disturb my meeting, please.
But I think James is going to put somebody else. The history of the.
Hey, this one. Colleagues, there we are. Any other questions? But my youth, I can see you're busy thinking hard.
No, it's only to remark on this issue of proper and appropriate justice in the Constitution. Surely the Constitution would not go to the extent of saying the Greek, deep juris, de juris, public service, criminal law, and all those things. It would not say those things. Proper and appropriate. Should be interpreted to mean the appropriate degree for that position. In any event, these other degrees are being done away with And what we are going to end up having is the LSD. That will be the bottom line.
But as Joanna was saying, there are anomalies that when it comes to magistrates, it dictates the kind of qualification. But when it comes to judges, it's simply saying appropriately qualified person, fit and proper, whatever. But to magistrate, it dictates the kind of qualification that must.
But I don't think this is the constitution that dictates. It's some other law.
Can we talk to this one, please? I want it to be clarified as to why this was the dealing with the same people here. Mr. Rudman?
Okay, this also has a very long history. You must remember that pre-1994, people that were appointed from the bench came from the bar. They practiced at the really practiced at the bar, and they were senior counsel. Those were the people that were appointed to the bench. And it was only required that they should be given property, certain compensation, to serve on the bench. Ten out of ten times, they did have OOP, because they practiced as senior counsel on the bench, and that was the principle that was followed. But subsequently, because of transformation, the net was thrown wider, and people were also appointed from elsewhere, from academics and even from the magistrates. And then the question did arise, but why now the difference between the requirements for appointment on the one hand, the fit and proper person, and then for a magistrate or a regional court magistrate to the LLP or equivalent. A lot of the magistrates have this what they call the higher law diploma, and that is the equivalent to an LLP. But I can just mention, as Juana said, it is a process, and fairly recently we received representations from a magistrate who took notice of this bill. And he said that we should do away with the requirement of LLP. He does not have an LLP. And he also referred us to the procedure in the High Court, the appointment of the Judicial Service Commission. We then sort of also indicated to the DC what you are saying, that the process that we're in the process in which we think we should not do so now, we should not remove the LLP. And then the DC came up very strongly that we should come with legislation as soon as possible to take away the requirement. We are busy with that, and we hope to come to Parliament with a bill fairly soon. It cannot be this year because the cut-off date for introduction of legislation is fast, so it will probably be sometime next year when the new government. So we are
doing urgent measures. Yeah, before I allow Johan and JB to respond or to add, because to me it looks an anomaly, really, and I don't think it's fair. If you are saying it must be a legally qualified, fit and super person, let it be sold to all the ladies or whatever. Why only fit another category other than the other category? Yeah, I think that I'm also glad that you. David, do you want to come in now or John?
I think I've covered that.
No, I'm covered. I think the intention, the constitution is for to provide the broader framework. And then the actual specifics would then be found in the Supreme Court Act and the magistrate. So that's where the Supreme Court Act, they want to have a requirement that you must have been a snack counselor for 20 years, good job in the future. And then the term, the assumption was this kind of person would have been a snack counselor for the act in the government. But obviously, these are the things that now need to be debated in light of the new order. And so, what will be best? For the political system. I think within the field of qualification, to basically the requirements are inbuilt. You don't need to specify, but there's no commission, there's no matter of computer JC. You can recommend somebody with civil engineering. You create to be a judge.
Maybe I can help a little bit if we really want to get down to the specifics. Section 91T of the Magistrate's Act says that no person shall be appointed as a magistrate of the regional division unless he or she has satisfied all the requirements of the degree of popularity taken of the United States Republic. That's the one. And in section 10 of the same act, it says that a person who has not supported the commitment of the magistrate in the United States, then 1B says, in recommending any person for appointment as a magistrate, additional magistrate, or assistant magistrate, those are the non-additional court magistrates and judges. The magistrate's commission may give preference to a person of the degree law of the magistrate, and the court is part of the higher. So those are really the only two instances in the law that specify qualifications for judicial officers. The Supreme Court Act doesn't refer to the appointment you can deal with appointing by comprehensive judges of the Constitution as far as judges are concerned. And those section 9 and 10 that say the amendment is come if you want to change it. In fact, also just for the benefit of the committee, the Judicial Officers Amendment Bill that was introduced way back in 2001, Bill 72 of 2001, did in fact contain a clause changing this Section 10 and Section 9, and was to the effect that any appropriately qualified as a proper person can be appointed as a magistrate. But at the time, that specific provision was not passed in the other house.
Since we're talking about the court officials in this bill, anything about our interpreters, where are they fitting in the whole thing? Our hardworking interpreters, JB.
So now I'm laughing because the DG was asking me last week. The same question. And she asked differently. She said, but why are you promoting the interpreter in this process? It's one of the policy aspects that we are dealing with. I think we are looking at the creation of the interpretation for all courts, and we want the numbers to link to magistrate. The policy aspect remaining here, which needs to be sorted out, is that one, the interpreter for a criminal court is prescribed by the Constitution as part of the element of a case. Section 25, an interpreter is entitled to be cited in a language he understands, if not, the interpreter must be provided. That's one. In the civil cases, interpreters are provided when the parties have not provided for aid, or when they fail to come. Simply because I've said, most of the cases start with exchanging of documents. But then comes the time. Is there a time when it will be the interpreter? Now, we wanted to create an interpreter for criminal court. So there will be interpreters for a court who will interpret for anything in the court, even when a civil matter comes before the court. So, for purpose of this implementation, there's a separate process which looks at increasing the administration capacity of the condition to interpreter, but not per se in terms of civil matters, but to provide service across the board. So there's a budget which is built in on this process that will look for the creation of 189 new interpreters. We will cater for criminal, for civil, for maintenance, for any area, for languages around the court, etc. So I will not provide them in this bill, not because they're not important, but we'll put in another set of of a planning document that looks at the capacitation of the court.
Any questions, Colin? Thank God. Well, thoroughly clarified that today. Yeah, what we'll do, I'll check with my office as to when can we, when are we meeting again for this week right away. I'll try from today, try to lobby other parties and colleagues that we pass it, you know, so that we should be delayed. I'll be happy if we can pass it before we go for this recess. Yeah, so we'll communicate with your office then. When are we meeting?
What?
Next week, Tuesday. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm told that it might only be after hours. This will be around there because the other class, there's another engagement about the interventions and stuff and the local government. So if there would be around test and might meet only meet after hour just to pass it and go. Now if we agree, because I'm taking it if there are other hands, you know, at another level.
Okay, now I think you have a very serious problem because you can't get your troops together, so how are you going to get them together after
the hours? Don't do this to me, please. No. They are watching this process through the monitor. There'll be a coup, you know, they'll be here in a minute. Okay, no, as I said, we're meeting next Tuesday. The possibility that we might pass it, because we don't want to unnecessarily delay it. We want to allow the department to start the process of implementing it. Yeah, anything for myself, maybe Johannes Rutman, because I think you have done so well since yesterday and today, we are satisfied. You see, members, they've answered all their questions. I'm just following the normal processes. If it was not that, I was going to say, no, let's go today in person, you know. Yeah, anything for myself before we release it?
No, nothing. Just to send the comments, I think we have noted the questions and the concerns. These are the things that they ask and guide us in the implementation process. It's not going to be an easy task, and we always rely on the guidance of the committee to move through this transformative crusade. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Sir Rudman. Okay. I thought to talk about the 1929 issue. Okay, right. On that note, let me thank you. Till the next Tuesday. I will be informed of the venue and time. Thank you very much. Good. Tomorrow, I'm offering. I want to be formal. Don't make me nervous because I'll lose it now. Tomorrow, colleagues, I want to be generous. What's my meeting tomorrow now? No. Tomorrow, I'm offering members lunch at 1. So I don't want you to spend your money. I'm offering you lunch tomorrow at 1 at committee room 3. That's here, next door.
What are you doing that lunch?